Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome back, explorers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Balance asks for one more favor. Ryle avoids his dragonborn counterpart, and Zoltana cashes in on her new godly status. Now that war has been declared between the elves and dwarves, the team rushes to get to Queen Glyngarith before Rowena's forces. With time running out on all fronts, they get themselves kitted out for the battles ahead, but get sidetracked by an unexpected blast from the past. Will Thakit be a good king? What's in the back room of a Carson's? And how long before Apella enters Fausel? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
Fairly easy to find Emil Scott. He is talking with Talis and Rondi and Zach and a couple of the other children that are here also. And he's teaching them the basics of how to create a scroll, how to read a scroll, teaching them some really easy magic so they can access some really low-level scroll work. He is basically, I'm going to say for the sake of ease, at the end of his lessons so that the kids can just get off and leave and that you can talk to him. So, yeah. He looks over at you and he says,
"Hello.
Hi. Talman told me maybe you could help me with something.
I've had that request a fair amount these last few days. What makes your request any different?"
Well, I'm not going to last much longer, and the dragon has one of our relics, and we're going to need it, and she will be able to help with that. She's someone I trust, she's someone I need around to help us.
You do look rather unwell for this life. Not much of your energy left. Come, sit down. Let us talk.
And he basically pulls over a cut of chairs and sits down, offers you to sit the same opposite.
Yeah, Ross sits down.
Tell me about this woman, I assume. Someone you love?
She's all that mattered for a long time. When I got sick, she did not give up on me. We didn't know about the afterlives, the places you go. I really did think that I was forced to be here for everything to stop. For it all have meant nothing. I did not want that to be the case. She was there for me in a lot of ways, but as I was dying, I told her all the stories, all of the things that I've experienced. Because that's how I was going to leave myself behind with someone that I loved and trusted to carry on those experiences, even though there weren't that many. Because that's all I had. She was there for me, and she saved me. She brought me here. And I owe her everything for that and more.
He kind of like does that thing where he reaches out, but, you know, on the table and puts his hand sort of like resting in the middle. He obviously wants to reach out and console you, but kind of is respectful enough not to just do that. And he says,
"You had this idea that there was nothing beyond death."
"We didn't know of anything else. No.
Now you're given the hope that you can see her again."
"Maybe."
"Is she this mate of yours? What is her name?"
"Emma."
Take an insight check.
"Okay. OV. Dirty 20.
He has a slight reaction to that name. And he says,
"And she was a good woman?"
"Yes. She saved me. She brought me here. No one else will give me the time of day. She always wanted to do the right things. She was kind."
"Often the kindest of us. They are taken away the earliest. Not to be indelicate, but how? When? If I am to help you, and it is my decision whether I do or not."
"Ronald."
"How and when?"
"It's been about a year, a couple of months. Someone killed her."
"Well, first of all, if I am to help, we need to figure out where she's gone. Be it the stalking."
"She's in Belen. My friend is the Spectre who has..."
"Oh, you're friends with the Spectres? Oh, it's been a while since I tangled with those."
We met all of them. And Ross kind of wags his tail
all
a little
the Spectres?
Bit. All of ours.
"Well, I've not seen mine in a while." "Okay, there are some things I need so I can prepare the spell."
"What do I need? I'll do anything."
"You are aware that bringing someone back after such a prolonged period of time is going to be very... You're going to have to give up a lot. You're going to have to give up a lot. I'm not talking fingers or toes or tails."
He kind of looks at your tail pointedly.
"A sacrifice for something for something like this is huge."
"No."
"And the other delicate question, do you have a body to return her to?"
No. There's ashes.
I'm afraid ashes won't work. Not a problem, not a problem. I'm sure we can figure something out."
"How much do you need of her? Like a bone, maybe? A scale?"
"It would be good for the focus. but I kind of need. Most of these spells require a head and function in torso.
Oh. No.
Don't get disheartened.
I can find another way. Just what are the options?
Well, the other options require more magic on my behalf. I can create a thing. I can bargain for certain. Yes, I can do that, of course. Well, I could just conjure something. That would work. An empty vessel. Leave the body to me. I will see what I can do on that front. Now, the casting of the spell. It's not cheap. You said you were finding the relics to build the hero?
Right.
Would you not leave yourself too vulnerable if you made the sacrifices required to bring her back?
If I don't bring her back, I die, and then they don't have anyone to help them get the chalice back anyways. I don't have a choice.
You're planning on exchanging yourself?
It's kind of that way regardless, because regardless of what I sacrifice, it's not like I'm going to live longer through this. I want to bring her back. For her. I'll give up whatever I need to give up.
He leans back in his chair and kind of like strokes his little bit of a goatee.
There is some here to whom I owe a favor.
What do you need, money?
No, nothing so trivial. Let me speak with my friend, and I don't exactly know where he is right now, but he is around here somewhere. I am sure of it. He sent me a message telling me to check this place out, but by then I had already arrived. If he can help me out on this small matter, I will see about bringing this Aimer back. She seems important to you all.
Rolex excited, and he's like wagging his tail a bit.
Now I do have to ask one question, and please don't think I'm awful. But how do you know the person that killed her won't kill her again?
Because I'm going to figure out who killed them, and she'll be safe here. We'll hide her away until then. She can help us figure out who did it, maybe. I'm not sure she knows. Something about the cult of the broken-hearted. We're looking for more information.
Take an insight
check. Uh-huh, B. Do I need to take an insight, B? Okay, yeah. B. Let me just take an insight. Fuck! It's a 9.
His face is unreadable. He's listening to your tale.
Mm-hmm.
If you can figure that out, that would be grand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will have an answer for you one way or another. Whether I have the materials, my investigation into Aimer herself yields good results. Worth the risk, in my opinion. You understand that she will be different, not as you remember.
She'll be okay. She's strong.
I didn't mean that. When spirits move into Sisestra or Bellum, they go through some changes. They lose some of their memories, become more proficient at killing if they go to Bellum, or smarter at dealing with threats in the other place. She will be a little different. Not drastically different. The Aimer you know is still there, but different nonetheless.
Well, I'll figure it out one step at a time. That's all I can really do.
I will speak to my friend and I'll have an answer for you when you return.
Sure, just let me know what you need and I'll figure it out.
There is a crucial, important thing I need you to get for me.
Okay.
I just need to open my spellbook. Hang on.
And he goes into his bag and he opens up his spellbook while I search resurrection.
If you're about to say the thing that I think you're about to say, there's no fucking way, Neil. We don't have that kind of gold.
I'll find it.
Yes. You could just bet on him in another fight. You'll be fine.
If it's true resurrection, I think that's 25,000 gold.
I can make that.
You cannot make 25,000 gold.
Bet.
Oh, you could sell more god blood, I guess. You do have a god on tap.
God blood on tap.
God blood on tap.
That sounds like a crazy drink. Actually, Neil, there is a way we could get that money.
Yeah, I know. I could just fight for it a lot.
No.
Quit helping you. Fucking assholes.
There is a way we could get that money. We would have to go back to the mine, the abandoned mine, and there was a giant treasure room.
That actually, yeah, that is a viable option. Is that you could go there and get a bunch of gold. Just stop picking up clearly magical items, Ral.
All of it was fucked. I was trying to find one thing.
You specifically were touching.
No, because your argument is counterproductive to your argument. Because you're arguing a double negative. You're saying that we can get the gold in there, but also that everything in there is cursed. Fuck you.
No.
I require a very, very, very expensive diamond.
Diamond, okay.
The purest of diamonds. People put it in wedding rings and tiaras. But we're talking about a diamond worth 25,000 gold. I don't happen to have one on hand. I just used one.
Okay, how do I know when I have seen what is it's a certain size order, like...
It's not so much size, the more the quality.
So do I like...
Somewhere in the building, Balance's spirit has left his body.
So I take, I guess, edit and just... Shinier rocks? The shiniest one?
It'll be fairly see-through, not cloudy. A certain essence to it. It'll catch the light in ways. A beautiful rainbow of colours.
The shiniest
one. You could get someone to appraise it. A jewel thief. A fence. Someone with identify or someone who knows jewellery.
Shiny rocks, got it.
Yes, yes. Shiny rocks, Rao.
It kind of gives you like a half glance of like, oh, maybe this was a bad idea.
I'll find it. We'll find the shiniest ones.
Okay.
Balance has crushed blue shiny rocks.
Those blue ones.
Those blue ones?
No, blue is not diamonds. Diamonds are kind of more see-through. Well, you get back on your way and I
break a window.
No, there's no windows here, Ral. Please don't put your foot...
How many diamonds? I have a lot of them.
No, stop it. Stop it.
You get back on your way. If you go back to what it is you are doing, and I'll find my friend for that favor, and we'll see what we can do.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ral gives like a polite nod and goes away.
Okay. Sultana, what is it that you wish to be doing? You said you're going off to find people?
Yes. My plan is to find... I want to find both Benno and Dr. Coltrane. And Father. I know that's not correct.
Okay. Okay.
I know it's Caldrain, but I'm...
Yeah.
Incorrigible. Anyway.
Okay, let's start with that then. In the training room, you can see that there has been set up a couple of archery stocks with the targets on them. And you can see that Benno and a few others are kind of like practicing their pulls and, Benno's pretty on the mark. He's pretty good. Some of the younger ones that are being taught or some of the ones that come from Kino are kind of like discussing different ways to do it and talking to Benno about the things. And he spots you and kind of like waves you over, takes a couple of steps back and lets them carry on, reminding them not to step out when people are firing arrows, that sort of thing. He says it in a language you don't quite pick up. You think maybe he's speaking some sort of Kino, but he comes over and gives you a hug. How did it go?
I saw her.
He smiles. And?
We're both going to become goddesses. I think she's going to be one like a, sooner than me.
He kind of gives like a bit of a whoop. And wraps his arms around you, kind of like lifts you up. He doesn't really get very high in the lifting because you're heavy, covered in armor. But he gives you a good shot. And he gives you like a really big squeeze and like puts you back down. He kind of like sits down nearby where they're fletching arrows, and they kind of like scurry, noticing the two of you sitting there. And he's like, "So you're a? Are you your worship now?"
No. The deal so that we could both become goddesses is that she becomes one now, and I work my way up.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. I gotta get 1,000 followers, or I will die in soulfire.
As you say that, as you kind of picked up this arrow to begin fletching it, he kind of like drops the arrow shaft. Oh. That's bad.
Yeah, that's the thing. There were some other stipulations, but I'm not worried about those. Just the followers.
And the goddess of vengeance?
Bloody vengeance.
Of course. And he kind of has like a smile of like, what the?
Oh, and I got a new steed. Is Electo with me?
Electo is kind of like, she's sitting by the door. Like she's like laid down. She's in nobody's way, but she's not coming all the way into the room or anything like that. So, well, she suits you.
Like wolves. Anyway, the reason I came here, other than to see you, because you're my family, but...
I'm glad you made it out okay. Aral and Balance, are they...
Yeah.
Dead as fuck.
They're fine. They're, Ral... I don't know what Ral's doing, but Balance is... I left him with his friend, the one that he brain exploded accidentally. The one who was in my head. The one. Hold on.
The one
who was in my head for a bit, screaming. That one.
Hold on. I lost my sick friend and left my friend with a person that he exploded.
These are not conversations we have every day.
Maybe not normally, but people. In this party, yeah.
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad they're okay. 1,000 followers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of angry people in this world.
Yeah.
A lot of people just lost people when the world broke. Do you know which god died?
Oh, I do, don't I? Which one was it?
It's okay, I haven't filled in the blanks. Lathander. It left a lot of people angry. A lot of people they're expecting to come back were blocked. Some people are, some people aren't. But I think a lot of people would follow you. You're not a bad person. You're just a little angry. Please don't smite me, sister.
I would never.
I know. But I think a lot of people could get behind you right now. People need a way to vent that anger. Hey, you have... I'm not like Odette. I'm angry too. So, if you need me, I will be a Ranger of Sultana. Without a hesitation.
I give him a big hug.
He gives you a big hug too.
The other issue... because we have an army of people who are supposed to follow me because I'm a paladin of Tyr, or I was a paladin of Tyr. And now I'm worried about that.
I kept the questions, the answers to where you were a little vague. I did what we said, that you're on a mission from Tyr. And I think Father Caldrain picked up there was something more, but he let it go.
I'm
gonna
have
know something we don't.
I'm going to have to talk to him. He's going to look at me and he's going to know.
Yeah. But I think you'll be okay. And if not, he's here. He's here and he can lead them. He knows how important this is.
Yeah.
He's a smart man. And if they won't follow you, they'll follow him. And he will do what's necessary to make sure that we don't lose any more gods.
Yeah.
He kind of like gives you another hug and says, so what are your plans now?
I'm going to go find Father Caldrain and tell him the truth.
I think not lying to a holy man is a good idea. And he kind of smiles. It's a good step for a god, I think.
It's not one of my tenets, but I won't lie.
I lied to a dragon, Lork, though. It is pretty good. would probably do that again. Not going to lie.
We'll do that again.
10 out of 10. Okay. We'll do again.
Benno directs you upstairs and out.
If I pass
However,
by...
However, on your way out...
Yeah.
On your way out, you have to go through the barracks. And
I'd also like to look in the door.
Where.
The yeah. temple door.
You look into the temple?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. As you put your hand on the temple door, you feel a kind of like a buzz under your hands. Much like the radiance you felt coming from Tyr whenever he smote through you, you feel it kind of emanating in your chest and touching the door handle. And as you open the door, you see there are rows of pews. You see there is an altar made of dark kind of black onyxy material with veins of red running throughout. You also see the symbol that you had upon your contract with the goddess of paperwork, as we will call her, which is a wolf's head. Is there anything else here that you think would be relevant to Zoltana's temple?
Yeah, like crossed swords or something.
Oh, there's a representation of Cal, the truly great ghost.
Yes!
Yeah. Absolutely. There's a pair of like of Cal almost replica swords engraved into a wall and they are crossed. And you can see like drips of blood like down the edge of a couple of them, of the kind of like the cut inside.
Perfect. Yeah. Love it.
Beautiful.
Okay. I'm very satisfied knowing what my temple looks like. Let's go do the other thing I need to do.
As you close the door, you do get a feeling, however, that this, even though people would follow you, they wouldn't have access to this until you are actually a goddess. So if, for example, Benno is a follower, he wouldn't have access to this room because you aren't a goddess yet.
Fair.
This is tapping into you. So, okay, cool. You've checked the temple room. As you go to the barracks to get teleported up and out, you see Caden and Talus nearby. They're chatting away with a couple of elves, just sort of like sitting on the end of their bed, just talking things over. And Talus is drawing some pictures in her book. Yeah, what would you like to do?
Nothing. I don't want to do anything. I take notice of the fact that Caden is there, and anyone who is looking really hard at Zoltana would see her crack a little bit in relief.
he's still alive. He looks over and kind of like gives you a smile and a wave. And Taylor sees you too and waves furiously and then continues back on her drawing. Caden is okay. Dot, dot, dot.
For now.
He's okay, Caden. He's okay, Caden, right now. All right, you get teleported up and you find Father Caldrain working on restoring the... Where shall I put him? He's working on restoring the stables where you guys once purchased Clack and Thistle.
Thistle.
Thistle. He looks at you and nods.
Hey.
He kind of like takes a step back and looks you up and down. You're different.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's take a walk. And he proceeds to kind of like walk you around Falsum. You see the walls are being rebuilt. You see houses are being rebuilt. You can see now as you're walking around, you can see like the rows and rows and rows of tents and makeshift buildings and hideaways that the armies of the Triad have erected around this place. You can also see the farmlands are barren and bare or not worked. Things are moving on. You can also see the graveyard where you planted the tree. The tree is beginning to kind of change colours. It looks super pretty. But yeah, he's walking you around as you have this conversation. And he says, so, what was this thing that Tia wanted you to do?
Tia wanted me to go to Dead Sky Mountain because I...
Gives you a look.
Had lost my faith, and he wanted me to gain back my magic by becoming a goddess myself.
He kind of like stops you and puts a hand on your shoulder and like turns to look at you, and he gives you a long hard stare, and he says, I guess since you're not dead, the things went well.
You're looking at the future goddess of bloody vengeance.
He smiles. Of course I am. What a vedette.
She's becoming a goddess too.
Let me guess, something like... love or patience or forgiveness or hugs or something.
I feel it was forgiveness, right?
Yeah.
God of hugs is reserved for all.
It was correct.
It's forgiveness.
He smiles. I'm glad.
Two things we badly need in the world as it is right now.
Actually, yes. When she and Benno were brought up to the temple, I adored them both, and I was very happy the day that you married her. I knew you were both destined for great things, being Tears Irregulars or not. And he smiled again. We will ally ourselves with you, Sultana. I don't think you would ever be a part of the Triad, but I think you and Zoltana will be something, you and Adet will be something different. But I don't think if Tyr put you on this path, I don't think he'd have any objections to us working with you.
I'm so relieved to hear that. I was so worried that you guys would like pack up.
We are here now, and we have seen what has happened to Falsum. This is becoming a focal point for a lot of things going on here.
Yeah.
The army of Kino is here also. The Savras's army. They are here also, we know.
Yeah.
And I also know that the Dawn is coming too.
Yes, they are.
We will stay and we will fight and we will help. I will continue to lead them best I can. Keep them out of harm's way as best I can, but make sure we get that son of a bitch destroying our gods. Because, hey, two of our own are in the firing line now, aren't they? And he kind of like reaches out and puts a hand on your shoulder.
She puts her hand on top of his and she smiles at him. She's like, hey. I don't think I'm big enough fry for him to come after me yet, but even though he may not be my god anymore, I'll be damned if I let him touch Tia.
Father Cadrin smiles and he says, good. So do I call you your worship, your goddess, your Zoltaneriness?
I like your Zoltaneriness.
No, Katie. That's a goof.
Maybe the DM shouldn't have given me that option if she didn't want me to take it.
I'm a fool. I say things. I'm a fool. Okay, you guys can continue walking around and talking and reminiscing about kicking the shit out of stuff.
How about,
and Tyr and Odette and stuff, yeah.
I think I'm going to start telling people when they ask me to call my worship or whatever, I'm just going to say, just call me your bloodiness.
Perfect. That's genuinely great. We'll remember that, your bloodiness. That's
your
perfect.
Bloodiness.
Okay. So, your highness, your bloodiness, and Ral.
You know that we've now gone back to, instead of it being
took a second.
The heroes and balance, now it's
adventurous and Ral.
Your highness,
hey,
your bloodiness,
Neil started
and
that
Ral.
Shit that was not me.
Oh my god. Oh my Zoltana.
Also, okay. And also, there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh breathe. My bloodiness.
We need to make Ral something with a Ness in it. No, it's going to be great. Hug Ness. Hug Ness monster. All right, I need to stop. I'm sorry. I'm killing
I'm
Arch. I'm sorry.
I'm dying. Vector, help. Fuck.
Okay. So I'm going to assume at some point y'all are going to meet back up. And
to Demi.
Yes, to Demi one goes. When you go looking for Demi, Demi isn't actually in the temple. Demi is in a building that has been mostly remade. She's there studying, writing hard. And when you guys enter, she's writing a letter. At a quick glance, using your passage, like she's writing a series of letters and there's a series of envelopes. And when she hears people approach, she quickly like sweeps them to one side and pulls out the kind of like arcane ledger that she was working on, should be working on. She looks and says, "You made it. Is everything okay? Did you get your magic back? Have you got the magic? What kind of magic do you have now? I mean, is this a super good? What magic effects did you guys get? Because, oh my God, I need to know about this. And did you put the thing down? Did you put the thing down? And do you need to be, do you need to go anywhere? Did we get anything? What's going on?"
"I'm a goddess.
In training. You should clarify."
"Nah. It's more useful okay. to just say
I
I'm
still don't
goddess.
Understand the whole god thing or god magic-y thing. I mean, that's more Damas' territory than mine, but I guess, well, cool. Well, your worship, please take a
bloodiness,
seat.
Your bloodiness.
I like that. That's kind of cool. That's good. That's actually, that's really metal. I really like that. That's super good. Anyway, everyone sit down and then just tell me all the things and then let's figure out what the next move is.
Okay. So,
I have the vine flavor.
What? No, we're all favor.
Ambrosia?
Wow, Demi. All right. I didn't expect that joke coming
really
from you,
good
but
at my
sure.
own, like, reference there. I feel super good about this.
My lord. I mean, sorry, my bloodiness.
My Sultana. anyway. You have divine what? Divine flavor. I don't think I've really heard of that. What is?
I don't know much about magic. I don't know what that is.
I think it means you can hit harder.
What does Ral know about
this? Like smiles. you would know everything that would be necessary to like cast this spell. Like you'd know how to channel it, how to make it happen, like how often you can use it, what you need to do, like that sort of thing.
Okay. Yes, I can punch harder. God of magic. And he holds his fist up.
That's so cool. Do it now. Do it now. Punch my hand. Do it. Punch my hand. Do it.
No.
Do it. Punch
no.
me. Do it. Ral.
Demi.
Ral's like looking between Demi and Balance.
Ral
does. With his fist like slowly raising, but not sure. Like dropping back down every now and then. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Let's not, because I don't know if we're leaving today or not.
Leaving.
We need to. There's a lot of things that going on right now, Demi.
As always.
Always. Always many, many things going on. We just have to figure out what is most important for us at this moment. What's going on?
Okay, so he got that thing.
Tell me everything. Tell me the whole story.
Okay. Whole story. Insert episodes 90.
Whenever we last saw her to whenever we see her now.
Yes.
Okay, great.
We insert those episodes.
Okay. Is there anything you guys leave out?
Everything about squash.
I'm still leaving out the fact that I chose Caden to die. Because okay, it doesn't matter now.
It doesn't matter now. Caden's alive.
Dude, I've been so anxious about that for like, like 2 months now.
Yeah, it's been a fair bit. Okay. Well, that's a lot of things. Okay, cool. Well, I'm a little bit more stable than I was before, so I shouldn't be going all like dark side on you. So I shouldn't be killing you. Stammer's come and help me do this. He did it. I'm a bit better than I was now. I can kind of function. But I've been looking into spells and how to get you guys over to the squash thing in the different planes, and I think I can do that. But it's going to require a little bit of access to something that I I'm sorry. It's something I haven't done before and something I need to ask for a favor for, so I have to pay her. Well, let's not worry about that. That's my problem. That's fine. So what's the plan? What do you need me to do?
Right. So first off, here you go. And Balance pulls out the bag with the materials.
Thank you. This is going to be super good. It means I can do super cool things. There's a black pearl in here. I can do so many horrible things with this.
Do you have a diamond worth 25,000? Or know what one looks like? And because I need one.
I could tell you what one looks like. It's shiny and big. I mean, if you bring it to me, I could tell you whether it's worth 25,000, whether it could be useful or a component. But I only know one spell that's useful. Did you find someone who could do the spell for Emma?
Maybe.
Balance is staring wide-eyed. Okay.
We're figuring it out.
Okay, well, that's the only thing that requires that. That's awesome. I'm glad. Okay, cool. I don't have one, and I don't think the Damas would have access to one either. I'm afraid. Sorry.
I'll find one.
Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out for it. And if you bring me one, then I can tell you whether there is one or not. Okay. So.
Right. Okay. So I gave you the materials. So the Army of the Dawn is coming here. I've already warned Tremple. So they know to expect that. Talvin and Inverna said that they would come help with dealing with my aunt, because I feel that they should be a part of it, and also they kind of have a stakes in it as well. So we need to go deal with that, because apparently Thakit got attacked on the road by some of my aunt's people, and Rowena...
Oh my god, are they okay? Is Kothir okay? Oh, I love that girl. Is she okay? Is she
fine? Okay. As far as I understand, they're all right.
Good. What Rowena about the drama war? What about the? Oh yeah, well yeah, yeah. It's bad.
And also, Kino's responsible for the gods dying. So the dwarves are marching through Belagbud to get to Kino, but that requires them dealing with my aunt. But I told Rowena we would try to deal with it before they got there. So we need to go to Belagbud.
So I have some updates on the whole getting to Kino thing. I actually have a thing. I have a thing I needed to tell you. So a lot of things have happened since you all were gone.
Okay, we filled you in. Now you fill us in.
Okay, let me fill you on a few things. Okay, so I met an orc wizard who came to me, and in Orcish said that he was sent to find the leader of my tribe, which unfortunately was me. He went to Damas because he assumed Damas because Damas is a half-orc, but then Damas, that's not how it works in our tribe, is actually me. So I spoke to them and they were like, oh yeah, so there's a shit ton of like dead orcs that are being used by someone over in Kino to help go kill the gods, and the orcs don't like undead orcs. They don't like undead anyway, because like when an orc dies, they should be left where they are. Well, you should bury them, but like they're useless then, so bringing them back to life is like a really big insult, so we don't really want that happening, and they're super unhappy, but many of them are stuck in that thing, so they can't really get out of it now. Well, because they're undead. But the live ones don't want this to happen anymore, but they're too under the thumb of the person who has all the undead orcs raised against them, because if they fought against those, well, there'd be more undead orcs, and that just wouldn't be good for anybody. So they came to ask for our help, and yes, I don't know how I'm going to figure that out now, or how me and Damas are going to deal with that, but that's the thing you should be aware of. That's I think that answers the question of why they're letting the undead orcs through, especially if your aunt is being puppeted by someone over in Kino, because that would be like super bad. And that kind of like figures there. So I just warn you that if you're going that way, and perhaps you should tell Queen Rowena through the envoy that she sent with you, the person, that maybe you should let her know that that may be a thing she's going to be facing, and that's something she should worry about. Also, the witch's moot is going to be in like 6 days, where actually they got confirmation that Dejan was going to be there. So there are a couple of people that are making their way down there to track to see what's going on there. So I'm going to probably go there if I can, but I may be just a big distraction, which may be a good thing, maybe a bad thing. But we didn't know when you're going to back, so we're kind of making plans along those lines. So there's all that. Hi.
Right. Okay. That reminds me. Here you go. And Balance reaches into the bag of holding and pulls out 200 gold worth of the crushed sapphire.
Oh, yes. Webs of creation. I have two.
What?
I have two. I made two. So sometimes when I do magic spells, sometimes they twin, and I didn't mean to do this, but I was a little less in control of my faculties before my brother turned up and weird magic happened, and boom, there were two. So we have two.
That's...
Also, we actually have, three, but they don't know.
What?
I know that they have one.
What?
So this really nice gnome and a human lady arrived in Falsum yesterday, and they had a big magical essence about one of them. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh, they have one of these things, and they also have an alchemist stone on them. And I kind of like, well, I didn't want to say anything to them because clearly they're carrying things of great importance, and I don't exactly know where they come from, but they've been waiting here because they've been told that maybe something good is happening here, and they're just kind of trying to make contact with the leaders, and they know that the Dawn Lady is coming, so they're going to probably wait to speak to her because, you know, one of them is human and that makes more sense. So there's that thing going on. There are lots of things that happened when you were gone. You look like you're having a stroke.
I'm just processing. Okay, so discounting the aspect of the third one, we have two.
Yes, we have two we have absolute access to. And if we needed, we could just kick the crap out of the two people, have the other one and the Alchemist Stone, but I don't really want to do that because they may be really good allies. They may not be, of course. They may just be assholes, in which case we're just going to take their shit anyway and run away. Because, you know, fate of the world.
Okay. So little time. We need somebody to go into the moot who's going to be able to throw the web of creation at Dejan and capture him. But we're not going to be readily available for certain because we're going to be going to deal with my aunt.
Well, we didn't know whether you would be around or not, so we kind of made plans that some of us would go and some of the non-magical people would go so that they would be picked up less likely and some of us with magic could hide them a little bit easier.
Okay.
So we kind of figured that Benno volunteered and Rondi volunteered and a couple of other, the Kino Savras people volunteered, and that'd be super good. And some of the people that were here during the most recent instance said that they'd help us out. So we have a bunch of people who could help us out and do these things. So don't worry about it. If it is possible to get him, then we will get him. But, you know, things happen. And if we don't get in, then we don't get in. But I did speak to Lisbeth, and Lisbeth said that if we don't capture him this time, she will definitely be able to follow him from that point. So we aren't to worry about things. I have ways of contacting her. She has ways of contacting me. So we have plans in place. Whether it comes out or not, we don't know. And we don't know if you're going to fix a thing with your aunt, or if you'll just die, in which case we'll be like, oh, well, fuck, we have to start again.
Oh, it might help a little bit. Zoltana, I don't know how badly you want to hold on to those gloves, but maybe we can give them to whoever is going to be using the web. Could be beneficial.
But I paid for these gloves with my blood.
But think of the bloody vengeance that we can have on Dejan because of it. Balance is giving you like a look like, ah? Ah?
I don't think it counts unless it's me.
I mean, you're helping. Your blood is contributing. It's the bloody part.
Like
a thumbs up. Like,
I have to put Bikron over everything else, and she hands over the gloves.
That's
through gritted bloody teeth. I mean, these would be super useful, so we could definitely deal with that. I mean, that would be helpful. I mean, we can do yes, that would be helpful. If you can give them to us, that would be super good.
I'm giving them to her as she's saying that. Okay. I'm handing them to her.
But of course, I mean, if you do manage to make it back in time, then you might as well just come with, and then like you can have the whole like this is Stephanie Dayton thing. Well, I mean, it's Dayton and a lot of us do, but you know what I mean. Like you can have your revenge and like talk to him, because I think it'd be really useful. But of course, we need to find the other like three artifacts, well, two really, because we know where one is and the other one is held by someone else. So we only need to find out one, but we haven't found any more information. We haven't found any doors, and the kids have been looking really good, and they've been trying. And well, basically, we think we've narrowed it down to we think it might be the mirror. At least that's what. The kids thought that's what Talus and Rondi kind of agree. And, well, Zach would agree too, but he doesn't really speak anything to us. So
okay.
So we think it's there somewhere, but I don't want the kids to look at the mirror.
What? All right. How about this then? Because it's kind of really important. Why don't... I guess you get yourself ready, because we do need to be teleported to Belagbud. We have to go deal with my aunt, like, now. Before that, though, why don't us three, since we've already looked in the mirror, go take another look and see if we can find something?
Well, I looked.
And?
I found nothing. I found nothing. That's not strictly true. I found a lot of things. But the mirror is activated by something. There's a magical lock to unlock it, and I can't just knock it away, and it doesn't seem to be reacting to that. There's a specific thing that has to happen in that room to make that thing open. It may be that you have to put all of the items on there, and then the mirror opens and does the thing to reveal the last relic. I'm not really sure, but something has to happen in that room, and I'm just trying to figure out what it is. I mean, that's part of the research that I'm doing here, and she points at the kind of the arcane page that she pulled out quickly while she was writing her letters. Mm-hmm. There's this, and I think I can figure it out, but... I just need more time.
Well, hold on, because Balance has Monac inside of his brain. So mm-hmm. maybe Balance needs to be there for it to unlock anyway. Maybe it'll only react if Monac's around.
Perhaps.
Either way, we can give it a shot before we leave.
What about getting Squash?
So I left the shirt there. I don't know. You said that you needed to, I guess, do something in order for us to be able to get him?
She kind of like half glances at the papers and then glances back at you guys again and says, I know how to get you to where he is. I know what I need to do that. Like, that's done. I have the things I need.
I feel like there's a but at the end of that.
It's just a price that I have to deal with. And I spoke to Damas, and he said that he was fine keeping an eye on me and could keep me under control and doing all the good stuff.
You have to tap into the bad stuff again.
Yeah. Well, it's... Yes. It's just that the components I had access to, I don't. You can power spells without them, but they're just super costly. And this one's a work... I pushed him into it, so I'm happy to pay for it to get him out. We owe him. Like, without him, we wouldn't have the thing.
Just tell us what we need to do. What do we have to do when we're there? How do we actually get him?
And how do we get back?
So the spell I'm going to use is going to send you there for a minute, and then... You need to do what you need to do. I can send you there again, but that will be that wouldn't be great. But it should just be going there and talking to the Valkyrie. And time moves on a different speed over there. So it could be that you're there for hours. Like, we are the fastest moving of all the places. I mean, if I was living in like Cicero, then I think my life would be a little bit easier because I speak as fast. But that's not really the point. Like, you would have enough time there, I think, to deal with whatever you have to do, speak to whoever you speak to, and get him out. Like, if it is what I think it is, you literally just need to go and find him and touch him and say, hey, we're here. And then I don't know exactly what you're going to face on the other side.
Let me ask you this. Is it something that could be feasibly done today?
Yes.
Because if we can get Squash back, he would also be of great help with us getting... the last relic, I guess, then?
Also, we shouldn't leave him there.
I don't want to leave him there. I'd have gone already, but I can't. I can't. I mean, I can, but that would be even more into the other thing. And as much as I have guilt and worry, I can't risk that right now with the world falling apart. I mean, when the world's back together, sure, I will risk that shit like there's no tomorrow, but I can't do that right now.
As your friend, I hope you wouldn't, but...
I don't want to do that. I don't want to lose me. Either.
All right, group vote then. Roll, Sultana, what do you want to do?
When is their army going to be getting there? How long do we have?
With your knowledge of where Telnath is and the fact that they weren't going to be marching until like tomorrow morning and it's still the same evening that you spoke to Rowena, you have about 11 days, you reckon, before they actually reach the island of Beligbud.
Okay.
Let's go get him.
I mean, there's plenty of time, and if I have the components, which I do, I mean, it's a fairly simple spell. I mean, normal teleportations are, like, super easy. Like, it's just like, bam, and we're there. Well, I don't want to bam. I want to finish these first. And she kind of points at the notes that she'd, like, swept on the floor.
How long do you need?
Half hour? Hour?
That's plenty of time for us to go check the mirror, then, in the meantime. We'll meet you in the temple, then?
I will meet you in the mirror room.
Have you looked in the mirror? I think you did, yes?
Yes, I definitely looked in the mirror, and that kind of like, well, that dropped the hold on like one of the things I was, and Damas had come and like sort that out. I mean, well, we went to Damas and he dealt with that. So that was, that. I don't want to look in the mirror. Well, I have looked in the mirror again. I just was curious, but nothing happened.
Same. Nothing happened for me either.
Okay. I will meet you in the mirror room. I just want to finish these letters.
Deal. We'll see you there.
Okay, and she kind of like reaches down, grabs up all the letters. There's like five or six of them, and she picks up the quill and like begins to like use like mage hand to make really nice cursive appear on the page. Like, she's not using her own hand. That's going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys can trek back to the mirror room. It doesn't take all that long. The mirror room is exactly as it left. You kind of like barge your way past like four people who are kind of like trying to make sure that people don't get into the mirror room. Security has been increased. You guys can get in there without a problem. It is exactly as you left it. The big sheet is still up on the mirror. The armor stand has the three items on it.
Balance, as he walks in, kind of just runs his hand along the armor stand. Just casually kind of.
Yeah, you kind of get that kind of like spark feeling from it, but it's not like you're touching something that it's like humming. Mm-hmm. It's not, there's no real feel from it.
All right. If you two wouldn't mind helping me out, let's figure out what's going on here.
Sounds good.
Leave nothing unchecked. Every nook, every cranny. Anything that even looks like it might be a scratch.
Raul's going to try it before we take the thing off to like see if the mirror will move.
I think you guys tried that before.
Did we?
Or at least you tried to punch the shit out of it.
Yeah, one of us tried like breaking it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Raul. Raul tried punching it like, nope, I don't want to deal with this, bamf. That didn't work. The mirror is firmly attached to the wall. So as you go to try and move it, it's not shifting whatsoever. It's only three of you, fuck it. Can each of you please roll an investigation or a perception, or this is going to be super tough. Just dropping that out.
Can I ask for aid instead in investigation?
No.
Damn it.
If you two are willing to give up your investigation roles, he can have aid.
Is that
I
worth
plus
it?
Zero, yes. So I'll give mine to him.
Yes, he has much higher investigation than you both.
I have expertise.
I'll give
yeah,
you
but
mine.
You also have roll 20.
Oh
Is one roll worth three, is what I'm saying, for one of us.
Two rolls.
With a plus 13, I mean...
We get one or we get three?
We get one super good one or three where one of them is still pretty good. And two of them are...
But we get one that's potentially like four net ones.
I would hope not.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I have a plus three, so I don't have a whole lot of statistical flair to offer. I'm just wanting to make sure that we don't want to, like, because that's basically like triple inspiration versus giving aid to someone with a good score. So either of them work.
Okay.
All right.
Go forth and roll.
Nat 20!
Worth.
For 33.
Worth. Oh, and do you want to know what your other roll was? Your other roll was a 19.
Holy shit.
So you had a 33 and a 32, technically.
Oh my God.
All right, let me bring up my information on the mirror room. Worth it.
Wow.
Roll 20 wanted you to know this information because it knew it'd fuck me.
Oh my God.
My good. All right, I have to go into the archives. Just give me a moment.
I fucking see into the multiverse of this shit.
You look into the mirror and you see four nerdy ass people sitting at their individual computers.
I get a bloody nose. The meta.
The meta.
What is HP, guys?
As you look and investigate further into this room, you notice that, yes, the mirror is very firmly attached to the wall. But as you look closer, you realize that this mirror is actually a door. You can see a very small set of indicators, like a small amount of scratching, a slight raising in one area of what would be hinges. You also know from your investigation that this is related to one of the objects that should be on the stand. You look at the way that it's built, you look at the way that it's made, and you look at the armor stand and the place where the heart should be. Directly relates to the same style, make, and time period of the mirror. As you look closer at the mirror, you look at the frame. And it's a good thing that you're tall. At the very top of the frame, you can read... Don't read Celestial, do you?
No.
Take a religion check at disadvantage for me, please.
16.
Okay, that's good enough. As you look at them, you can see that kind of written in a strange celestial language, but your knowledge of religion is pretty fair. You had to be. You know that this is a scripture signed by the goddess of death herself. Putting the pieces of the puzzle together, it wouldn't be a short step to say that the clockwork heart is somewhere through this mirror. But what you're going to face on the other side is to do with the realm of the dead.
So one of the items that we need to get still is what would open it.
Specifically on how to open it, that is arcana in nature, and I can't really give you that information.
Okay.
Investigation or not, it's not arcana based. Yeah. But it would at least give someone here in the temple a place to start looking at the challenges that you might face so that you can be better prepared for them.
Balance is going to quickly take out a sheet of parchment and a quill, and he's going to copy down what's written.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knows people who might know Celestial.
Yes, I think the child of a god might know Celestial.
One might assume.
Yeah.
Okay. Balance steps away after a moment and goes, okay, we need to find Rondi really quick.
What is it?
This is definitely a doorway. We need something in order to get in. But in order to get the heart on the other side, we're going to have to face something dealing with the realm of the dead.
I could ask Spectre.
Next time we see him, you may be able to. It might be helpful.
How often can I do that?
Once a week.
When's the last time I did that?
When was... describe what the last time... Was that when you lost Squash?
I guess so. I don't think I've done it.
Let me check the timeline, because I have on the timeline when you lost him, so that I could be like, you left him for 3 weeks, you bastards.
I was just like talking to the mirror, like, yes, I suppose the next time you can speak to him, turns around, Rawl's gone.
Rawl's gone, right? Cross fucking gone, man.
He'd already given Spectre his gift at that point. He'd already, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just.
Because Demi sent us that one time.
Yeah, with the banishment.
Yeah. That definitely doesn't count.
We got banished to the Shadow Realm.
I think I might have tried right. and failed at one point.
So you lost Squash on day 57. And basically the tail end of 56, beginning of 57. So let's say 56 so I can be kind. 56 plus 7 is 63.
Yeah.
You're one day away from doing it.
Oh,
I can do it.
Sorry.
Can check,
you can do it tomorrow.
Check soon.
Yeah.
You can do it tomorrow.
In the meantime, though, let's go see if Rondi can figure out what this says. We go do that.
Okay.
We make sure to cover the mirror again. Evil ass, evil mirror.
I'm not saying I have an issue or a phobia of mirrors, but...
Most D&D campaigns, people get terrified of treasure chests and doors. Not TLD. TLD, we're scared of mirrors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Balance is going to become king, and then he's going to be like, my first royal decree is that all mirrors in the kingdom be broken.
Okay. You find... Run around yelling for Rondi. Rondi has gone to bed. He's young and tired and well past his nap time.
Sorry, Rondi, no, is more important.
I just need to find out what the name of the goddess of death in this world is.
That's a very important one.
Yes.
Merkel.
What happens if the god of death dies?
Everyone
That's some
dies.
Kooky shit.
No death.
Well, it's not like
it's
death
all zombies.
Don't, because everyone was alive, so they can be dead. It's just that you're just going to get stuck.
It is the same.
I mean, with the god of life
chair.
Being dead, god of death being dead. I mean, you could just go sit in the chair. That is a viable option.
It's the same. It's the same as what I'm saying is this. It's the same god as the god of the chair, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that would be Miracle, I believe.
I believe that's what Spectre said.
Yeah.
Miracle.
Just want to make
Lord,
sure that I have
Lord of
written
Bones,
down.
The Lord of the Dead, and the Reaper. That's terrifying.
Okay, yeah. Miracle. Yeah, you find Rondi in his little like bunk area. And he's talking to a couple of the older people from Savras's army and giving them directions and stuff. When he sees you approach, he asks them politely to leave, you assume, in Kino Common, and just a few three to sit down.
Hello. Everything all right?
He looks at Zoltana and raises an eyebrow. Huh.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, he gives you a smile.
Can people just look at you and see? Is that a thing?
Some of us, yes.
I mean, Randy's dad's a god, so...
Well, I guess that makes sense.
I guess that might make you an aunt one day.
Is that how that works? Are all the other gods your aunts and uncles?
That's a complicated family matter. I don't even know where my own sister is right now.
Hey, listen.
Anyway.
You listen to your auntie Zoltana.
Oh, no.
He raises an eyebrow with a smile on his face.
I don't have anything to say. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, anyhow.
So
we checked out the mirror for ourselves after hearing about some of the issues that have been going on with trying to find this heart. Yes. I found this. Can you read it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. When the heart is broken, we suffer a little death. Complete my tasks, and I'll give you yours back. It rhymes in Celestial, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna need that in writing.
Sure. And he gives you the paper back. Sorry.
Can I Google translate that?
Heart is death, die, give you back.
I like that. I'm gonna need that in writing, like you're a lawyer.
He writes it into Discora Common. It's a little broken Discora Common. Common's better, but it's not like perfect. You get that there's supposed to be a structure to it. It's supposed to rhyme, but it's clearly rhyming in Celestial and not Common. And he says, if this is miracle we're talking about, I remember something about a series of challenges to win over the deity of death. Tell me what you found out. Where did you find this?
Balance will explain his findings.
Yeah. That makes sense. There are a series of challenges, tasks. Perhaps this is what it's relating to. I will have my people, our people, look into this. Perhaps we can help you. Perhaps we can find a way of opening or help with whatever is coming. Thank you for this. This should make things easier.
It's what we do, among other things.
He nods.
One last thing. Something that I picked up on when we were on the surface. Apparently there's an issue of a food shortage. If you have any druids in the army, could you see if maybe they can help speed things along a little bit?
He nods and says, we were short on supplies before the army of the Triad arrived. We also got information that the Dawn would be arriving also. We will do what we can, but we don't have enough druids to feed everyone. But we will try.
I wonder if it would be smarter not to send people to perhaps retrieve all that treasure we'd found. I imagine that could help fund a great deal.
The funding isn't the problem, Balance. It's the physical lack of food. Food could become worth more than gold. I will have my people, our people, do what we can. Perhaps someone in the Dawn, when they arrive, they've brought their own surprise. We will deal with this in your absence, don't you? Continue on your task. We have ours.
Understood. I should probably mention as well that one of ours has fallen. One of the drow that you had sent with Thakit and Kythea. I received word that they passed.
We will have someone reach out to them both and see which. We will mourn them. And then we will avenge them.
Balance gives like a side eye to Zoltana.
That's what I'm here for. You know anybody who wants to start following Bloody Vengeance? I need some
And then
things
better of it is like, well, we're dealing with that part.
Yeah, let's not make a 7-year-old go on the path of bloody vengeance.
No, I didn't, especially I didn't not ask when it's against my... elves. I'm trying to deal with that myself right now.
Psst, so, hey, yeah. Listen to your aunts and uncles now. Listen.
Hey. I know listen I'm to not your, becoming listen to your a god, auntie.
But listen. We listen got this cool auntie. New thing called blood and vengeance.
And when you put them together, damn.
Damn.
They're all Savras. Are you trying to steal followers?
Their god's dead.
Wow.
Exactly.
What are they stealing him from?
He has a solid point, Zoltana. You would be stealing anyone's followers more. Let's say if there's anyone prone to bloody vengeance, it would be the followers of a fallen god.
That's what I'm saying.
That is true.
I'll tell you what, if you can work out like something you want to say to them when you return to try and get as many of them on your side as possible, like have that stored in the back of the brain for when this comes up next time.
I'm going to write that on my character sheet. Episodes.
I was going to say, you should probably make a note.
Stealing Savras's followers.
It's more like if you came across somebody else's deactivated Twitter account and they were just like, well, there's no one using it anymore. And like, you know, you're now about vengeance and there's no one following them anymore. Maybe they'd be prone to vengeance. So you're kind of just like following them so they follow you back. Like, I think you'll get a couple of them.
Wow.
I wrote in all caps, stealing Savras's followers, write a speech.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Have that in the back of your head for when you want to do that. Okay. On that happy note, you feel a strange electrical charge, which can only mean one thing. As she arrives, you notice that she has a slight, like, she's a little calmer than she was before. She seems, like, set in what she's doing. She has a small bag with her. Like, she never carries anything. Like, she wanders around and hopes people will carry it, or she'll mage hand the thing around. She has a small bag with her. And she looks determined and ready to go. So, we all good? We all set? Everyone ready? Are we all good with this? We all going to get ready to... This is super good. Yeah, we're all good? We're good. I'm good. I'm set. I have my affairs in orders. There are things where... This is going to be great.
Yes.
Are you good?
Sure.
Are you rested? Because I don't know what you're going to face on that side. If it's going to be horrible or good, or if... I just hope we weren't lied to about the thing, and then we're good.
Sure. Also, we found things with the mirror, but you can talk to Rondi about that while we're doing...
Yes. As soon as we do this, I will focus on the mirror. I will figure out how to open this thing, and so help whatever... I might try blasting it open, but we'll figure out how that goes. I will make sure no one's here when that happens. Anyway, so are we good to go? Cool. Right. And she puts her hands on one on Zoltana's shoulder and one on Balance's shoulder and looks over at Ral.
Jesus Christ.
Are you good?
Yes.
Swear to God. Have you ever gone into like a wave pool? Demi's like when you're that little kid that goes into the wave pool and you go a little too far out and it's like you get hit with one and you're like, holy shit. And like you're trying to brace yourself and another one fucking hits you and you're like... What the fuck is that? And then another one hits you and you're just like, all right, you know what? I'm fucking done.
Do you know what fucking number is? I'm swimming back to the shallow end.
Hey, Devin. You just wait till you get your ass knocked back shallow enough so you can crawl out.
It's going to be good. It's going to be fine. Okay. Everyone, nobody wearing metal? Nobody wearing metal. Well,
I'm ready to go.
Demi, I'm literally always wearing metal when you ask that question.
She looks at you and like you can see her floating off the ground a little bit. She's casting spells. She's like, I know, but it's a thing and it's really important. Well, I have to balance the elements. And then you feel a tug on the back of your navel. And you guys get teleported through the ether.
Whoa.
Spectre.
Yes, you can wave at your spectres.
Hi, everyone. Ral here. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We have a special Patreon thanks for James Journey. Thank you so much for your support. It means so much to us. So in case you missed it, we have a giveaway going on. Just started here recently. It's running until February 29th. So get all of these in before February 29th at midnight EDT. This giveaway is for a one-of-a-kind book done up to resemble Ama's book. This will be a leather-bound Ama's book-style player's handbook, bound in real leather, includes some photos, maps, notes from the show, such.
We are only making one of these, so this is a one-of-a-kind thing, and it's amazing. V has worked very hard. The people at Cognitive Merch are going to make this beautiful. So there are four ways of entering. One, you can go on Twitter and share your favorite moment, favorite episode of the show with the hashtag TLDPodCog, TLDPod, C-O-G. You can go on Facebook to the Reckless Play Guild page and comment on there. There is a post on that page for the comments on that. So, or you can email us at theluckydiepodcast@gmail.com with a screenshot of your iTunes, Stitcher, or other podcatcher review. If you have not gotten on Discord and came to hang out with us, you can also enter from there. So, there you go. Good luck. Thank you for listening. Thank you for entering the contest if you go and do that. Good luck. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Are you looking for a D&D podcast that'll make you laugh? How about one that'll make you cry? Sweat profusely with stress and anxiety because of a flippin' mule? Taking Initiative is a Dungeons & Dragons 5e actual play podcast with an audio drama feel. These episodes are scored, character-driven, and filled with utter bullshit. Mostly because of Nick, let's be honest. Featuring special guests, the Venture Maidens, D&D is for Nerds, and more. Plus, we're in Wizards of the Coast podcast of series.
Welcome, everyone.
It's your pal, Rere.
That was an interesting time you had, Nick.
I pat the horse on the rump. Thank you, great-grandfather.
He just said his hopes and dreams. He didn't cast a spell.
You gotta get down deep and lift from the knees.
So that's the only big organ he has.
Damn, taking initiative. Look us up on Twitter at @TI_pod and on our website, takinginitiativepodcast.com.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.